You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Up in the sky.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 614-914-5001 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. A topic for today's show is French Lick Resort, Indiana. It is a drivable destination. You know, the last couple of days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was in French Lick, Indiana. And when I told my family, when I told my sons and my sisters where I was going, the first thing they said to me was, "Boy, are you crazy?" They said, "What the hell are you doing going down there? You be careful." And I said, you know, I have a plan, and the plan is not to drive at night, to leave early enough in the day that I get there in daylight, to leave early enough in the morning that I get back in daylight. And first thing my family said is, "Boy, you do some of the craziest things. You're down there in that neck of the woods, southern Indiana, an hour from Louisville." And I went down there to do a site tour of the French Lick Resort in Indiana. And it's amazing hotel. It's 3,000 acres is what this hotel is. It's 3,000 acres, it's two hotels, and it's simply beautiful. But it's in southern Indiana. It is an hour away from Louisville. So this week, It's Your Time to Travel was invited to visit French Lick, Indiana, which is about a 4.5 hour drive from Columbus. French Lick is a town in French Lick Township, Orange County, in the state of Indiana. The population is about 1,807 people at the 2010 census. I was told by the sales rep, Isaac, that the population is about 1,900 people between French Lick, Indiana. It's about 1,900 people. They have a casino at the French Lick Resort. It's the state's 10th casino, and it draws attention to this very, very small town. Like I said, the population there is about 1,900 people. But what French Lick, Indiana is most famous for? This is a do you know? Do you know what French Lick, Indiana is most famous for? It's best known as the hometown of basketball legend Larry Bird. And when I say this is a very small town, it is about 2 blocks long. And actually, the resort takes up most of the town. The resort hires most of the people in the town. So when I say that it is a very small town, it's a very small town, but this resort is absolutely amazing. Totally amazing. But we'll get into that in the second half of the show. Just to let you know that today is Global Hand Washing Day. This Thursday, today, October the 15th, is Global Hand Washing Day. This is the annual day dedicated to keeping clean. Hand washing with soap is an easy, effective, and affordable way to prevent diseases and save lives. No matter your role, you can celebrate the Global Hand Washing Day. Stay clean, healthy, and safe. So today, Thursday, October 14th, is Global Hand Washing Day. So in today's show, we're going to talk about French Lick Resort in Indiana and how drivable it is to get there, especially from Cincinnati or Louisville, because Louisville is only an hour away. Cincinnati is probably 2 hours away. Columbus is 4.5 hours. Toledo is 5.5 hours. Cleveland is about 7 hours away. Detroit might be 6.5 hours away. But it's a drivable destination. And today, with everything going on, people not flying, you're looking for drivable destinations, and French Lick Resort in Indiana is definitely a drivable destination. It's probably 2.5 hours away from Indianapolis, so it's definitely a place that you can drive to. And we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show. But just to let you know that in the second half of the show, I was supposed to have a call-in guest, and this is the sales rep from French Lick Resort, Indiana, but he had an emergency and could not make it. So we're going to go ahead and cover everything that I can cover in the show, but just so you know that he wasn't able to make it. And just to remind you that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And stay tuned for the second half of the show, and we'll dig into more about French Lick Resort in Indiana. So my topic today, Travel with an Expert, is what to pack for air travel during COVID-19. And the last couple of days, I've had several people call me about, where can we travel to? You can travel to most of the states, most of the places in the U.S. you can travel to. There's a few states that have restrictions about traveling there, but you can travel to most places in the United States with no problem. There's a few states that have restrictions. If I can remember, Connecticut, New York, that region up there, they have some restrictions. But you can travel to most places in the United States without problem. If you're flying, you can fly to the Bahamas, you can fly to the Caribbean, Jamaica, Mexico. All those places you can fly to. You can fly to Aruba. You can fly to Antigua. So some of the Caribbean islands, there's no problem flying to. Flying to Europe is totally different than trying to fly to the United States. Europe is still pretty much close to us, to the U.S., so you may have difficulty in flying to Europe, but the Caribbean, Mexico, the Bahamas, all those are places that you can fly to. So for my topic for today, travel with an expert, what to pack for air travel during COVID-19. U.S. air passenger traffic is gradually edging towards the 1 million passenger mark. TSA screened 984,234 travelers on October 11th, 2020, the highest daily number since mid-March. A similar number traveled on October the 9th, 2020, making it the busiest travel weekend for 7 months. However, it is still some way off normal passenger traffic numbers. Same day last year, there was 2.5 million passengers that passed through TSA checkpoints. With four consecutive days of more than 900,000 travelers, it is an encouraging sign that air travel is starting to get back to normal. But packing for any trip can be stressful, but planning to get through a flight during a pandemic is a new level of preparation. Some tips and great finds to keep you prepared and safe if you have a flight plan. I have plans to go to Vegas November the 9th and spend 3 days in Vegas and tour what was open in Vegas. Unfortunately, my flight was changed by the airlines, and I decided to cancel my trip, although I will try to get out to Vegas sometime before the year ends or the very beginning of next year. But so today, It's Your Time to Travel is going to talk about what you need to buy if you have to get on a plane today. These are the items that you need to buy or bring with you if you're traveling on an airplane today. And the first thing they mention is bring a face shield or just regular glasses. Though all airlines require a face covering to board, a face shield is another way to protect yourself. However, sometimes wearing an oversized, bulky plastic device for a few hours in a confined space doesn't sound cozy. So, It's Your Time to Travel suggests wearing glasses instead. Even if you don't need a prescription and you have perfect 20/20 vision, cheap frames can provide an additional barrier or protection since COVID-19 may be communicated through droplets. So the first item that we talked about that you need to pack if you're traveling on an airplane during the COVID-19 is a face shield or glasses. And glasses is probably easier to maneuver than a face shield. I just think face shields are bulky, but glasses is a little bit easier to maneuver. And for me, a lot of people wear the face shield, but then they don't wear a mask. And I think if you wear a face shield, you should also wear a mask. So even if you don't need a prescription and you have perfect 20/20 vision, cheap frames can provide an additional barrier of protection since COVID-19 may be communicated through droplets. Number two is the face mask. Among the most obvious necessities is the face mask, which can be either fabric or disposable. Keep in mind that it's best to use a freshly washed or brand new face mask every time. And in instances like this where you could be running quickly through an airport, the idea of a breathable face mask meant for exercise isn't a bad idea either. So there's something I don't understand. There's a breathable face mask out there meant for exercise. Then why don't football players wear a breathable face mask? We'll get back to that. Number three is don't forget headphones to zone out. When I'm on a plane, I use noise-canceling headphones because when you're flying in a jet, that sound is just loud. So I use noise-canceling headphones, and I normally plug it into a device that has a movie downloaded already because there's no Wi-Fi on the plane. So I use the headphones to drown out all the noise in the airplane. But it says, pack your own headphones. Sure, the airlines will provide these, but they may not be as hygienic as bringing a comfortable pair from your home. Remember to bring a pair that will plug into the screen, since no airlines offer Bluetooth technology yet. So I'm going to change that a little and say not only bring headphones, but bring noise-canceling headphones. So it cancels out all the sounds around you, and it cancels out the noise in the cabin. And you don't get worn out as fast when you don't have all that noise going on. Number four is you want a clean blanket. Once you reach cruising altitude and the cabin pressure normalizes, you settle into your seat only to suddenly feel freezing. The cool temperatures on a plane are part of the travel experience, but you may feel uneasy taking a blanket from a flight attendant during current circumstances. And in some cases, airlines have stopped providing them to decrease possible passing of COVID-19. To be on the safe side, it's your time to travel suggests bring your own travel blanket or scarf. Number five is layers of gloves to avoid touching surfaces. You can't have too many gloves when you're getting from point A to point B via plane. It's your time to travel says one easy way to be cautious is to pack many pairs of gloves for the journey. So latex gloves, you know, you can buy them by the box. They're not very expensive. You should take that when you travel for all the high traffic areas that you touch. And later on, we're going to talk about sanitizing your hands. But now we're going to talk about number six, which is lip balm to fight dehydration. If you're someone who constantly applying and reapplying lip balm, you may be doing more for your health and safety than you realize. Airplanes are very dry places, and the dryness affects our moist mucous membranes. By applying balm or cream, we protect some of that moisture to prevent breaking down one of our respiratory systems of immunity. So number six is lip balm to fight dehydration. Number seven is pack a water bottle to keep hydrated. Is there anything H2O can't do? It's essential, and sometimes you want to think about while flying. It's essential and something you definitely want to think about while you're flying. Hydration assists the first line of defense for the body, and it's essential to keep our immune system strong. Mucus requires water for formation. Every cavity in the body is lined with cells that produce mucus, including cells in the ears, nose, throat, lung, and gastro tract. When we don't have enough water in our system, we lose the ability to fight back bacteria. Be sure to keep a water bottle on hand, and those with a straw are even better since you don't have to remove your mask to take a sip. So the next one is you have to find a way to organize important papers. So before COVID-19, you probably made sure to have your boarding pass downloaded on your phone and a copy of your passport in your email, just in case. Looking forward, it's your time to travel predicts. Health certifications may be a part of the boarding process. In the future, to fly, you may need health certifications. So you need to find a way to keep all those papers organized, either on your cell phone or some kind of way. But going forward, you may need a health certification just stating that you're healthy enough to fly. This is one I like, is wear lots of layers of clothes on the plane. You know, when this first started, I suggested that you bring disposable clothes to wear when you travel. So, because you don't know, traveling through the airport, sitting in a plane for hours, you know, since this is an airborne disease, do you really want to keep the clothes on you that you've been wearing for 4 or 5 hours? So I suggest that you, this is just my personal opinion, that you travel in clothes that you can dispose of or wash when you get there, and then wear the same clothes back, dispose of, or wash when you get back. But wear lots of layers, much like a blanket along for the trip. Layers are an easy way to stay warm while up in the air. Be sure to grab a sweatshirt, a super comfy outfit before flight, since chances are you're even less comfortable grabbing a last-minute item from the airport shop, and the cost of that will probably be 10 times higher. So the last one is don't forget the sanitizer or soap. It's been preached to us time and time again over the last 6 months, but here's another reminder. Wash your hands. Wash your hands, especially today. Today is Global Hand Washing Day. So wash your hands. This practice is more effective than hand sanitizers and should be prioritized during your travel day. Anytime you come in contact with high touch areas, ensure you properly scrub with soap. And in the event the airplane or airport is running low, consider packing portable soap sheets to come in for a rescue. Though having an extra hand sanitizer is never a bad idea either. So, in the segment Travel with an Expert, we talked about what to pack for air travel during COVID-19. You know, I had several people that I've talked to in the last couple of days who stated that they are afraid to fly because of everything going on. But as I mentioned in the first part of this segment, that air traffic is starting to pick up. It's moving towards the 1 million passenger mark. We don't suspect that Thanksgiving air travel would be any place near what it was last year. So there's people starting to travel again. And as long as you follow these rules, you should be okay. And I have time to cover them one more time. The first one is bring a face shield or glasses. You know, I'm not real sure about the face shield. That seems awful bulky. But glasses will help protect your eyes in this environment. Number two is face masks. Among the most obvious necessities is a face mask, which can either be fabric or disposable. And keep in mind that it's best to use a freshly washed or brand new face mask every time. And in instances like this where you can be running quickly through an airport, the idea of a breathable face mask meant for exercise isn't a bad idea. And as I talked about before, if there's breathable face masks that people can use when running, why isn't football players wearing face masks? did you hear that the coach of the Alabama football team has tested positive? The coach of the Alabama football team has tested positive. Wow. Atlanta Falcons shut down their practice facility because someone tested positive. You know, the NBA had it right. They put everybody in the bubble. They ran it for 6 weeks. No one tested positive. So maybe the bubble is the answer, but you also have to take a look at Disney World. Disney World, since they opened, has reported very few COVID-19 cases. And that's from staff, workers, and guests. So maybe we need to look at what Disney World is doing. Take a look at what they're doing, because they're not living in a bubble. And there's people coming to Disney World, mostly from the state of Florida, which is highly, highly, highly infected. Number three, we talked about don't forget headphones to zone out. I will add to that that don't forget to buy noise-canceling headphones. And if you download a movie to your mobile device before you get on the plane, you will be able to watch that mobile device, watch that movie on the mobile device with your noise-canceling headphones to take out all that noise out the cabin. You want to bring a clean blanket, because once you reach cruising altitude, the cabin pressure normalizes, and you suddenly feel freezing. The cool temperatures on a plane are part of the travel experience, but you may feel uneasy taking a blanket from a plane at a flight attendant during current circumstances. So we suggest bring a blanket. We also suggest bring layers of gloves to avoid touching high traffic areas. So buy a box of latex gloves, bring them with you, and change them every time you touch a high traffic area. Lip balm to fight dehydration. If you're someone who is constantly applying and reapplying lip balm, you may be doing more for your health and safety than you realize. By applying balm or cream, you protect some of that moisture to prevent breaking down one of our respiratory systems of immunity. Lip balm. Pack a water bottle to keep hydrated. And if you can pack a water bottle that you can stick a straw in, that's even better, because you don't have to remove your mask. Pack a water bottle. H2O. It's essential, and sometimes you may want to drink some nice cool water while you're flying. And hydration assists the first line of defense for the body, and it's essential to keep our immune system strong. Mucus requires water for formation. Every cavity in the body is lined with cells that produce it, including cells in the ears, nose, throat, lung, and gastro system. So, look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about French Lick Resort in Indiana.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look, up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. So our topic for today is French Lick Resort in Indiana. It is a very drivable destination. And we were supposed to have a special call-in guest, but he had a family emergency. So Isaac Washington was not able to call in. But I will gladly cover everything for him that he wanted to talk about. This week, It's Your Time to Travel was invited to French Lick, Indiana. And when I told my family that I was going to southern Indiana, they said to me, "What the heck were you thinking about going down there in that part of the country?" French Lick, Indiana is an hour away from Louisville. It's in southern Indiana. To get there, I had to, and I'm coming from Toledo because that's where I was coming from. To get there, I had to go through Indianapolis, Bloomington, and then once I got down to lower Indiana, I had to take back roads to get to the main highway 56 that took me to the resort. From Toledo, it's about a 5.5 hour drive. From Cleveland, it's a 7 hour drive. From Detroit, it's probably a 6.5 hour drive. From Columbus, it's a 4.5 hour drive. From Louisville, it's an hour drive. From Cincinnati, it's probably 2 hours. But I spent 3 days in French Lick, Indiana. French Lick, Indiana population for French Lick is about 1,900 people. According to my notes in the census in the 2010 census, the population was 1,807 people. Okay, and this resort, and what you're looking at now, you're looking at West Baden Springs Hotel, which is considered the best hotel in the world. You were looking at the dome of the hotel, and how amazing that is. French Lick is a town in French Lick Township, Orange County, in the southern state of Indiana. The population in the 2010 census was only 1,807, but I'm told about 1,900 people live there. French Lick Resort also has the casino. It's the state's 10th casino. And French Lick, Indiana is most famous for being the hometown of basketball legend Larry Bird. So, French Lick Resort. French Lick Resort named America's Best Historic Resort by Historic Hotels of America features two historic grand hotels nested in the Hoosier National Forest of southern Indiana. The French Lick Spring Hotel and West Baden Spring Hotel provides a luxurious AAA four diamond accommodations. And these hotels are absolutely beautiful, just totally beautiful. I stayed in the French Lick Spring Hotel, and in the lobby, you see all this gold hanging there, and what looked like to me was painted gold, I'm told, is real gold. I'm told that it's real gold. It's an easy drive from Indianapolis and Louisville. This upscale 3,000-acre complex destination features three championship golf courses, world-class spas, Vegas-style gaming, horseback riding, activities for kids, and all this is part of a $600 million restoration and development project. And again, I would say around 1,900 people live in the town of French Lick, West Baden Springs, Indiana. And most are employed by the resort. If I had Isaac here, he can tell you exactly how many people are employed by the resort. But most of the people in the town is employed by the resort. The history of the French Lick Resort. French Lick Springs and West Baden Springs hotels were the iconic symbol of great economic achievement back in the early 1900s for rural southern Indiana. The region of Orange County, with its small towns of French Lick and West Baden, became a famed vacation and gathering place for wealthy and prominent society members. In 1845, Dr. William Bowles built French Lick Springs Hotel, which drew guests from as far as 100 miles away to partake of the miracle waters from the sulfur springs that naturally surfaced in the area. 5 years later, another doctor by the name of John Lane saw the success of French Lick Spring Hotel and decided to build his own health resort just 1 mile up the road. And he originally named it Mile Lick Inn. He later changed the name of the hotel in the town to West Baden Springs after the famous mineral spring in West Baden, Germany. That's a pretty amazing history. But these hotels have gone through a period of they needed to be updated. Lee W. Sinclair transformed West Baden Springs Hotel into a sophisticated resort when he assumed ownership in 1888. He added an opera house, a golf course, church, ball field, and double-decker pony and bicycle track. A fire ravaged the hotel in 1901, but St. Clair used the opportunity to further transform West Baden Springs Hotel into a world-class facility. With a $414,000 budget and a one-year timeline, St. Clair erected a hotel modeled after the grandest spas of Europe, complete with the world's largest free-span dome, which stretched 200 feet. And one of the videos that he showed the dome and how big that dome really is. It's magnificent to look at. Very magnificent to look at. That same year, French Lick Spring Hotel also rose to international prominence after the mayor of Indianapolis purchased the property. And that's what the complex looks like that you're looking at right now. He expanded the hotel and added luxury furnishings and marble floors. Still exists today. Designed two championship golf courses and started bottling Pluto water for national sale. During this time, Mr. Taggart became the Democratic national chairman, and French Lick Springs became the Democratic national chairman, and French Lick Springs Hotel became the unofficial headquarters for the Democratic National Party. During the Democratic Governor's Conference at French Lick in 1931, Franklin Delano Roosevelt rounded up support for the party's presidential nomination. A year later, he became the official Democratic candidate and won the presidency in 1932. While French Lick Springs Hotel remained a functioning resort over the next 100 years, the same cannot be said for West Baden Springs Hotel. After the stock market crash of 1929, the hotel was sold to the Society of Jesus for $1 in 1934. The Jesus removed many of the building's elegant appointments and operated as operated for 30 years. Northwood College was the next tenant from 1967 to 1983, and then the magnificent building sat unoccupied for 13 years. I was told from Isaac, and Isaac is a sales rep that brought me down to French Lick and the area down there, that at one time in this dome that we talk about, this huge dome that you see when you look at the videos, at one time they had a circus in there. That's one of the tenants they had in there, was a circus was performing in that huge dome. At West Baden Springs. But if you go back in the history, when a 180-foot, six-story section of West Baden Springs Hotel collapsed in 1991, that's the dome that we're talking about. It crumbled further from its glory days. The once lavish hotel, dubbed as the eighth wonder of the world by journalists when it opened, was reduced to a pile of rubble. It now had a not-so-prestigious place on the National Trust list of 11 most endangered historic properties in the United States. Luckily, help was nearby. Indiana Landmarks, the largest nonprofit group in the nation, partnered with Bill and Gail Cook Philanthropists, Bill and Gail Cook, to make a permanent positive impact on both the hotel and the depressed region around it. In addition to pioneering medical advances, Bill and Gail, along with their son Carl, who I met, have become leaders of the American Historical Restoration Movement by acquiring and rehabbing dozens of buildings throughout the state. They wanted their work to result in living, breathing, historic places that would be around for centuries to come. French Lick Resort was the ideal target. Mr. Cook's initial handshake on a multi-million dollar pledge for the stabilization and partial renovation of West Baden Springs Hotel got the ball rolling on a much more ambitious plan than anyone could have imagined. Their investment not only saved West Baden Springs Hotel, but also restored French Lick Springs Hotel to its former glory. And this is a magnificent place. Marble floors. They have gold, the gold that you see is I'm told, is real gold. French Lick Resort was the ideal target. Mr. Cook's initial handshake on a multi-million dollar pledge for the stabilization and renovation of West Baden Springs got the ball rolling on a much more ambitious plan than anyone could imagine. The refurbished French Lick Springs Hotel and its new casino officially opened in November 2006. Story I'm told about that casino. The casino started off as most casinos did. They started off from being on a barge, a floating barge. And the casino was originally owned by Donald Trump. But when Donald Trump filed bankruptcy, he lost or wasn't able to keep ownership of the casino, and that's when French Lick, Mr. Cook, they went in and purchased the casino. So the refurbished French Lick Spring Hotel and its new casino officially opened in November of 2006, and the large part of the restoration of West Baden Springs Hotel started the next day. When it was all said and done, it required about $600 million and renovations to create the resorts you see today. More than a decade after the save of the century, tourism is once again thriving in that area. So that was kind of a history of French Lick, Indiana, and West Baden Springs Hotel. So what you're looking at now is this area, this hotel sits on 3,000 acres. And what you're looking at now is one of the golf courses, the Pete Dye French Lick Golf Course. This is a golf course that is played on by the LPGA. So we talk about French Lick as being a resort. They have the Pete Dye course at French Lick. They have the Donald Ross course at French Lick. And they have the Valley Links course at French Lick. Some of the activities they have you ever heard of foot golf? They have activity called foot golf. And foot golf combines the elements of soccer and golf to create a fun-filled game that all ages can play. Played on the Valley Links course using traditional golf rules and etiquette, a soccer ball replaces the golf ball and your feet are used instead of clubs. With no prior experience needed, a game of 9 or 18 holes can be enjoyed by all members of the family. And they call it foot golf, and I'm told this is very popular in French Lick, Indiana. You know, people travel to French Lick to play on one of the three golf courses, and they bring their family, and while the adults are off playing golf, the kids are playing foot golf. So, again, we're talking about all the things that can be done. They provide shuttle service. Like I said, this is 3,000 acres. They provide a shuttle service to all the properties that belong to French Lick Resort and West Baden Springs. So there's a trolley that will go around and pick people up and take them to the different destinations. They have a shuttle bus. They have a rail trolley. They offer Wi-Fi. They have a fitness center. I'm just reading some of the things they have going on. They also have a bowling alley, Pluto's Alley and Arcade. They have surreal and bike rentals. They have historical tours. They have the spas at French Lick. They have the spa at West Baden. They have indoor and outdoor pools. They have hot tubs. They have stables, the stables at French Lick Resort. They do trail rides. They do pony rides and stable tours. So they have all these things going on. It's 3,000 acres. It's easy to drive to this area. You know, it's an easy drive coming from Columbus, Cincinnati, or Louisville. They have the spas really look amazing. It's amazing property, 4-star hotel. French Lick Springs is 443 guest rooms, three courses of golf, casino. You know, so you can spend a weekend there and just have so much to do. Area attractions in the area is they have the French Lick West Baden Museum. They have the French Lick Scenic Railroad, which I'm told goes all the way down to Louisville, turns around, and comes back. They have the French Lick Winery. They have different parks. And also, I need to tell you that this is the Amish area. Going down there, I saw horse and buggy. Coming back, I saw three or four horse and buggies of Amish people just going about their business. So again, this is southern Indiana. You're a mile from Louisville. If you want to fly into French Lick, there's a couple ways to do it. You can take a flight into French Lick Airport, You can fly directly into French Lick Airport, located just 5 minutes from the resort, and take advantage of free executive shuttle pickup. The airport includes a 5,500-foot runway and state-of-the-art equipment. It serves a variety of private, charter, and corporate flights. The Louisville International Airport, you can fly into Louisville, located about 1 hour from French Lick Resort. The Louisville Regional Airport has nonstop service to more than 25 destinations and convenient connections to cities worldwide. So if you're interested in booking, or if you want more information on West Baden Springs Hotel or French Lick Spring Hotel, give me a call at 866-547-5362, and I can take care of that for you. This will be set up on my website in the next 24 to 48 hours. Everything there is to do at French Lick. Again, French Lick, it has a casino. It has 442 rooms that have been restored. This is the first hotel that I've stayed in a long time that the water was hot. Not scorching hot, but hot, comfortable hot. You know, it wasn't lukewarm. It was hot and instantly got hot. I thought that was fantastic. You know, again, you're looking at the resort. It's totally amazing. Totally amazing. The dome in the West Baden Spring Hotel, Isaac told me at one time, in order to keep the place open, they had a circus in there. But that hotel, the West Baden Springs Hotel, has 243 rooms, 6 dining options, retail shops, indoor, outdoor, pools and hot tubs, carriage rides, Indiana. It's a historical, they do historical tours, and they also have live music going on too. So from reading reviews, people that don't have kids prefer to stay in the West Baden Spring Hotel. People with kids prefer to stay in the French Lick Spring Hotel because they have bowling, and they have all these other things going on for kids. Again, don't forget about foot golf. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing game. Isaac took me around to the different golf courses, and it's a beautiful golf course. In my hat, French Lick Resort. Yep. So these are two amazing destinations. There's plenty to do. We're going to try and make this a drive destination, get it out there that people know that it's there and they can drive to the destination if you're looking to get away and you don't want to fly. You know, but French Lick Spring Hotel and West Baden Spring Hotel are just amazing four diamond destinations. That you can drive to. French Lick Spring Hotel had 7 different places that you can eat at. They also have a casino. Now, first time I've ever gone to a casino where I had to take out my driver's license, put it in the slot, and then they took a picture of me. That's the first time that has ever happened, but those are all the things they did for me to get into the casino. But yeah, it's a truly amazing place. Look, up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer on TalkTamerRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.